You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business marketing automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers. And in this episode, I want to help service-based businesses stop shooting themselves in the foot. Okay, I cannot count the amount of times a great local business has a poor follow-up and follow-through. Maybe it's highlighted by being a homeowner, but I tell you, once you find somebody that is really good at their craft, whether it's painting your walls, cutting your grass, unplunging your toilet, whatever the case may be. I often find that these service-based businesses will come by referral. You have a neighbor or somebody else that says, hey, this person did really well. And you reach out to them and it's crickets. Or it's slow to no follow-up. And I hope that this podcast helps just put some basic systems in place with me going through some automation examples to help you to stop doing this and provide the service, your professional service at scale in excellence. This also applies to those online, and I'll get into those of you who have an online presence. All right. So before we get started, if you're new to the podcast, make sure that you listen to this episode in its entirety. And right at the end, be sure to subscribe and share. You'll also be prompted to leave a 5-star rating and review. For those of you who are listeners and have subscribed, please make sure you leave your 5-star rating and review. We are available. The All Systems Go podcast is available in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and you can subscribe on YouTube. I want to give a shout out to Sparkle Rush, who left a review that says, Chris is the real deal. I've been following Chris for the past 4+ years, and there's nobody better out there to teach this stuff. He's been there and done it, has the battle scars to prove it. This is true. And knows more than anyone about how systems and marketing automation works. He breaks it down clearly without any BS to simultaneously educate and entertain you. I learned something new in every single episode. Pure gold. Wow. Thank you, Sparkle Rush, for that 5-star rating and review. It is greatly appreciated. And I want to thank you all in advance who are going to take me up on my offer and say, you know what? I'm going to leave a 5-star review, rating and review for the All Systems Go podcast. Chris is doing amazing work here. And I want as many small business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs to listen to this and learn and prevent themselves from making the mistakes others have made, and more so equip themselves to be successful quicker. All right. So again, thank you all in advance for that. Let's jump right into it. And let me just start out by saying making money does not equal running a business. Now, running a business encompasses making money, but you can make money without having a business. And this is what I'm witnessing in the service-based businesses is when the performer, the person doing the work, ends up being a terrible operator. Okay. Michael Gerber, in his book, E-Myth, he calls it the technician and the manager and the entrepreneur. And oftentimes you end up being good at something. Whether it's sewing, whether it's cooking, whether it's painting, creating, crafting, whatever the case is. And you say, and somebody tells you, I'll buy that from you. Or, hey, you should do that for a business. And you think by selling it, you're in business. No, you're just making money. You may have a business name and you may have a website, but you're just making money until you put some systems in place to ensure the longevity and the scale of that business to provide a consistent service and excellence to an ongoing and ever growing audience. That's the difference between you selling it to your neighbors or just firing up an Etsy store and just crafting and creating things and actually running a business. And specifically, I'm talking about people in your local market. These are local businesses that you go to, whether they be individuals or small service-based businesses. They're great. They're great at what they do if you can catch them. Like, you have to catch them at the best possible time. Otherwise, it's like pulling hair, pulling teeth. And it could be a high price service. You could be willing to pay thousands of dollars for the service, and they simply don't have a streamlined process in place to follow up with everybody that engages with their business. Okay. And in a lot of the cases, their entire businesses runs through them. Everything is tied to their cell phone, their personal email. They have @gmail.com account, don't even have their own branded email account, business cards with the Gmail account. Right. And if they take a break from their business, so does their revenue. Their revenue is like their shadow. At certain points in the day, you just can't see it. It's just non-existent. Right. But wherever they move, so goes their revenue. Right. So you would think that just understanding the strain, the stress, the revenue risk, the loss of revenue. Right. You would think this would be enough for them to realize, you know what, I got to change. But they don't. They don't. They either overwork themselves or they continue to operate randomly. And that is what I would have to say is the most frustrating, because at that event, it's a choice. There's so many resources out there. There's local resources, whether it's just, you know, your local chamber of commerce or just engaging with other entrepreneurs and business owners online. You have to understand that you are running a business, and a business at minimum during operating hours services every single person that comes through their doors. So when you say, I want to run a business and I want to do it online, you have to understand that your doors are always open now. There's a responsibility that comes with saying, I want to run a business online. It's not all fun and games and, oh my gosh, I can be online, work from home and make money. No. There is a responsibility. You just said, I will keep the doors of my business open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And many of you do not have a back-end system to help you stay true to this. Okay. And the goal here, and I'm speaking specifically for service-based businesses, but of course you can apply it across the board. You must follow up with 100% of your leads 100% of the time. I will never stop saying that, because that's the easiest rule to think about. And the minute you go online, that means 100% of your visitors who inquire 100% of the time. Okay, so I'm going to go through just three simple automations, and hopefully they will help you understand where to start and what to do. I've done my due diligence and thought through this and removed as much technology and heavy lifting as possible. So there's really no excuse. And if you want to tell me, hey, I don't really understand technology, it just overwhelms me, stop it. It's an excuse. And I'm not going to tolerate it. And I'm not going to allow you say it to yourself, because you're lying to yourself. Not just me. You're lying to yourself. The reality is this. You have a niece or a nephew. You have a cousin. You have a brother, uncle, aunt. You may even have a parent, somebody in your ecosystem, a neighbor, a friend, high school buddy, college buddy, somebody who goes to your local church with you. You are connected with somebody that can help you figure out the technology. So just stop. Okay. And when I say help you figure it out, I don't mean you go and do it the wrong way and say, hey, I tried. No, listen to what I'm telling you, at least on this podcast, and make sure that you either commit to figuring out how to do it or you enlist somebody to do it. We have Fiverr. You know, there's online resources. There's just no excuse. There's no excuse. And especially for what I'm about to outline for you in terms of what you need to do. Okay. So I had to, you know, put the hammer down just really quick, because I just need to disrupt your pattern. You keep disqualifying yourself from things that will allow you to operate your business in excellence. And you're using revenue as an excuse just because you're making money. OK, well, it's working. Let's just keep doing it. No, you need a business systemized way to follow up with every person that inquires with your business in a scalable fashion. OK, the service you offer deserves more people than you currently are serving. If you believe that, I hope you believe that, because I do. All right. So before I get into these three simple automations, let me just tell you, let's go over a few things to stop doing that's killing you following up with 100% of your leads 100% of the time. OK. One is, stop using a contact form on your website if you're not going to respond. I have to call out my attorney friends on this one. I can't tell you how many times I have gone to an attorney's website looking for some legal help and filled out their form and got absolutely nothing. Not even an email saying, hey, we've received your inquiry, we'll be in touch. Nothing. Most of the time, the phone number on the website doesn't even work. If it does work and it goes to a voicemail, they never call back. It's the most frustrating thing ever. It's not limited to them. They're the main offenders that I've seen. And I mentioned this in a podcast before. If you're in that industry, literally all you have to do is follow up with the people who are filling out your contact form. And you're ahead of the game. You know, it's that simple. Right. But don't use a contact form if you're not going to respond. For those of you that don't know, a contact form is pretty much a means of sending an email. OK, it captures name, email, some subject line and some message, and it sends that information as an email. So can you imagine, you know, your website is saying, hey, send me an email if you need some. So can you imagine you saying, hey, shoot me an email and let's talk. That person sends you an email and you don't respond. That's the same experience you're giving somebody when they go to your website. They see a contact form. They fill it out and they get no response. I would rather you not have a contact form if you're not going to respond, because you're setting an expectation that you're not meeting. OK, so that's one. OK, the next is, stop putting subscription forms on your site that aren't connected to anything. It's become just common practice. Most themes and website templates just have like subscribe today in the footer. You know, maybe it's somewhere else in the website. And I cannot count how many people I run across. And I'm like, oh, what are you using for your newsletters or your autoresponder? They're like, huh? So you've got subscribe. Oh, that's not hooked up yet, but it's on your page and people are filling it out. What is happening to the people who are filling it out? Are you serious? These could be people who are ready to transact with your business right now. And these are the things that really make me hear the struggle, but not believe it. Because a lot of times you're just not doing the basics, not putting a subscription form on your site. If you built your site or had somebody build it, it's so easy to say, hey, what is that hooked up to? What happens when they fill that out? And if there's nothing there, if it's too overwhelming, just remove it. You can always add it later, but don't put anything that's going to leave somebody. I should say, that's going to give somebody the impression that you're going to follow up with them when you're not. You're lying. That's what it is. You're a liar. You're a professional liar. OK, And you have to stop doing it, because the reason why you're a professional liar is because you're lying 24 hours out of every day by saying, I will contact you back. I will follow up with you if you provide your information. Don't do it. Do not do it. Okay. And then lastly, stop operating without an assistant. At a minimum, there is not a business that I can think of in the world that does not need an assistant. I actually, with COVID and just the insurgence of people going online, some businesses are thriving, some businesses are barely surviving. But the one thing that I've seen that I would think is in high demand are assistants, virtual assistants. They've got to be booked. Agencies have to be, if they're doing their job right, they have to be booked, because everybody needs some help right now. Everybody needs some help. And as a service provider, there is no way you can operate a business without an assistant. I'm not talking about a administrative assistant that's answering all of your phone calls, has the dedicated phone and is, just online 20 all the time. No, it could be your spouse. It could be your kids. It could be a friend. It could be anything. It could be a freelancer, but somebody to assist you in the operations of your business, because you cannot handle everything. And that's the problem. You're trying to handle everything. Let me submit to you that I believe as if you're a sole operator of your business, which means when I say sole operator, I mean or sole performer in your business. I mean that you're responsible for rendering the service. That's what I look at as a sole operator or sole performer. Not you're the only one running your business, because that's not realistic. Okay, get that out of your mind. Solopreneur? No, that just means you're the one mainly responsible for the service provider, but you need assistance. Okay. So again, some of you, it may be as simple as your spouse, maybe your kids. Some of you, you're going to need to go, on, I don't know, Odesk, Fiverr, whatever the websites are now. Okay. You're going to have to do that. So those are the three things. Don't use a contact form if you're not going to respond. Stop putting subscription forms on your website that don't respond. And then stop operating without an assistant. Those are the three things that jump out to me that prevent you from following up. Because if you're doing everything right, you're just going to get overwhelmed. And just by nature, you're not going to be able to follow up, because your mind is just, you need a break. Oh my gosh, just let me get away, turn the phone off. Then maybe your family's pulling on you. You're always on your phone. You're always working. You're always this. And you just need to get away. But the second you get away, now your new leads aren't being followed up with. It's quite a conundrum to be caught in, but your business cannot be people reliant, especially if you are the people. Okay. It has to be systems reliant. Okay. So these are some of the main mistakes I see service providers make when being consistent with their follow up and follow through. OK, so now let's go on to the good stuff. Let's talk about a few simple automations to use in your business. And I'm going to give you three and give you a bonus one at the end. All right. Love bonuses. OK, real bonuses, by the way. All right. Let's start with the contact form. OK, this is so beautiful, because the first automation consists of a contact form, an autoresponder email, and a thank you page. And guess what? This is so low tech that you don't even need a CRM for this. There is, I'll just name two. Okay. One WordPress base and one non-WordPress base form software that is easy for you to start using right now and start to follow up with everybody. Okay. And these are low cost. One, if you're using WordPress, I recommend Gravity Forms. There just isn't a form builder or a form software that I found that's better. The functionality, the ease of use, the stability, so WordPress, Gravity Forms. If it's non-WordPress, JotForm. JotForm. Just keep it simple. Just keep it simple. Either one of those platforms allows you to send an email to the person who just filled out the form. Autoresponder, check. Okay. And each one of those allows you to route somebody to a thank you page. Thank you page, check. Okay. Now, what goes on that thank you page? Sometimes people do get overwhelmed with thank you pages, but whatever you want them to do next, why did they just fill out the contact form? Their reason, whatever information they need for that should be on the thank you page. So let's use a handyman. We'll use a handyman. I haven't used an example with a handyman in a while. Somebody's coming to the thank you to the website to contact you to come do some work in their house. Okay. So they fill out the form to get in touch. And now there's some messaging right afterwards with whatever you want them to do next. Do you want them to sit tight? Do you want them to move on and actually do something? Whatever that case is, they've already expressed interest in your service. Right. So what do you want to tell them to do next? I like to think about it like a conversation. That's really how I look at the internet. It's just one big conversation. Your website is just your representative speaking for you, right? So what would you tell somebody if they were standing right next to you and they say, hey, I'd like for you to come over and help with some things around the house? You say, okay, well, sure. Give me some information. You know, you're collecting, you know, their phone number, where they live, whatnot. And maybe you guys are connecting on scheduling. So if that's the case, then the next thing should be schedule some time. When do you have available? Let me know. Right. Which brings me to my second automation. But let me just say, so that first one was you have a web form on your website. Upon submission, it sends an autoresponder email that says, hey, we've received your information. We'll be in touch with you within the next 24 hours. Here's some information about our business. Right. Like about our business. We've been this and that. Here are the services that we provide, whatever the case may be. And in fact, you can put that same about our business on the thank you page because you don't want to assume that they know. Right. So when I say low tech, I haven't even introduced a CRM yet. OK, to store the data right now, the data is being stored in a CSV. On your website, because that's how, you know, or in the software, I should say, because that's how online submissions are stored. So you don't lose it. It's just not in an actionable database. OK. So next, we talked about a contact form, autoresponder email and thank you page. That's one automation. OK, the next is scheduling online. We walked right into this one from the from the previous step. Right. So you could definitely put an online scheduler on the thank you page. And now this is the reason why I like online scheduler is because one, it gives the person full flexibility to determine the time that works best for them. They feel like they're in control. OK, which I like. It's like, OK, I want you to come out on this date. Right. And for service providers, a lot of times when people are scheduling, they don't even frame it like, what date would you like us to come to your house? Right. Or like, what date would you like for us to do X, Y, Z? So if it's a handyman, I'll stick with that just for this podcast. When would you like me to come to your house? And then they're picking a time. Now, it's your availability. But for them, they're like, yeah, this time is when I want you to come. And it's just extremely convenient. You don't have to talk to anybody, right? They can just take care of it themselves. And then you as the business owner, you just get notifications on your phone that there's been a new appointment scheduled. Now, the truth is you're in full control of the time slots that they see. You are. So that's why I said if they feel like they're in control. But honestly, you determine what those time slots are. And I don't want to just limit this to, you know, inbound leads. This is also good for clients. I don't think any service-based business should just be adding appointments to calendars, you know, and sending calendar invites that way. If there are cases for that, but for most of you, to be more streamlined, you should be filling out your own scheduling software on behalf of your clients at times. And the reason being is because the software, online scheduling software, will automatically send reminders. It will do it for you. So now, not only have we automated the scheduling part, we've also automated the reminders, even down to SMS. I know Acuity, that's what I use. You can send both email reminders and SMS reminders. So anytime you bypass using that scheduler, you're gonna risk that people will either forget that you're coming, or they would forget they need to show up. Either way. But just imagine this. You're a handyman. You're just out and about. Maybe you got a day job. Somebody goes to your website, fills out the contact form, sees the thank you page, reads the about you, and says, I want to schedule some time with this person. Schedules time on your calendar. And you haven't done anything yet. And they're getting reminders. And they're not just getting reminders. You're getting reminders, too. And notifications. And essentially, you just know where you need to show up. Okay. So that's automation number two. Automation number three is using live chat. A lot of people don't know that live chat, depending on the software that you're using, can send responses from your website to your email. And then you can respond to the email and it will go on your website. Okay. As a service-based business, I'm not sitting up here expecting you to have tens of thousands of visitors to your website. If you do, fine, so be it. But at that event, your business is probably much bigger than just getting started, right? But live chat works, and there's so many tools. I can't even begin to name them because they're all specific to, you know, what you would need to do or what you would like to do or how you would like to operate your business. Some live chat software integrates with Slack. So if you're somebody who uses Slack on the back end of your business, which since you're a service based business that needs these three automations, you're probably not. So delete that. But some will offer video. Some can click on the chat icon on your website and it will play a video. Some route them to resources. Right. Some provide a single persona on your webpage, but then routes the chat to particular people on your team. But the most basic use for you is just having the live chat because people always have questions about services. And now, again, you can be out minding your business, even on another job. Get an email. You know, maybe you're taking a break, check your email and say, oh, I got an inquiry, and just respond right back from your phone, and it will hit the person if they're still on your website. If not, it'll send them an email. Okay. And most of the time, you can just send them via the chat, send them to your scheduler, to your online scheduler. And now they schedule some time, they're in the system, they get the reminders, you show up, boom, business done. Okay. Now, these were three simple automations. There is nobody can tell me that you can't figure out how to do this yourself, or you're not connected with somebody who can do this inexpensively for you, because I wouldn't pay top dollar for this. You're just getting started. You're just getting started with these systems in place. But you can build upon these systems. Right. But all of these will help you get some consistency in place without the heavy tech lifting or price tag. Okay. You have to make following up with your leads simple. And every time, and it's so social media becomes a backdoor, because a lot of people will start having all of these social media platforms because they want to be like everybody else. And hey, I'm on Instagram, I'm on this, I'm on that, right? Because they think just posting to social media is going to grow your business. Some cases it will, but a lot of cases it's not. It's a ghost town. But you have to understand leads are coming through there. Now you need somebody manning those social media accounts. Where is the social media account driving people? Okay, make sure that it's driving them to that contact form, because your whole system is set up through that contact form. As you get more mature, perhaps you can add more forms and whatever, but just watch every place that somebody can engage with you and make sure that it is backed by a system. Okay. So that was the basics. I told you I was going to give you a bonus. All right. We're in overtime here. So for those of you looking to turn it up a notch, let's talk about a potential journey for you to think about automating. All right. And we'll start with the web experience. And I'm not even going to mention a lead magnet for this. This again, I'm telling you, this is doable for any service based business. What I'm walking through on this podcast is doable immediately. OK, so on your website, the ideal outcome has the scheduler on the thank you page. Right. OK, it has the live chat on the website for any question. And then there's some exit intent pop up. Right. So if they're leaving your website, it just triggers a pop up that either gives them a valuable resource or a discount. Right. Hey, your first hour on us. Handyman handles it. LLC. Hey, first hours on me. Schedule your time now as a pop up. As in an exit intent, somebody came to your website and they say, OK, let me go keep looking. And right when they go back or change the URL, pops up, hey, first hour on me. Just let me know what day and time you like me to show up for free. Can you imagine that journey right there? Somebody is on your page. And since they're there, they're looking for a handyman. Let's say a handy person. OK. And they look and maybe they couldn't find it. Your website's not optimized, whatever the case is. They don't have time to figure out where to go. They're going to leave and it says, hey, before you leave, first hour on me. Just let me know when you'd like for me to give you this free hour. Show up at your place. And then what do? They click the button. The button takes them to your scheduler. OK, or if they found it themselves, they filled out the contact form and the thank you page has the scheduler. Now, we are going to introduce a CRM here. OK, because what we want to do is everybody who has filled out the contact form that hasn't scheduled, we want that to trigger a reminder sequence. You know, if they've filled out their form, the information and on the thank you page, you know that there's a scheduler there. And you see that they haven't scheduled, which your automation can check to say, hey, have they scheduled? And it says no. They start sending reminders starting 15 minutes later because they should have done it immediately. Hey, did something happen? And then maybe you send another one in a few hours. I'm holding out for you. Still have some time. Right. Then you send it the next day. Hey, yesterday you expressed interest. Did you still want me to come to your house and fix some things? Right. Simple reminder automation. OK. So that's just the web experience. No lead magnet required. Just some crafty copy that resonates. Right. So next. And I again, the non-ideal or I should say the ideal outcome is to store everything in your CRM. And be sent to, you know, so you or your assistant can have access to it. Right. But check this out. Now, let's look at the contact form and let's get a little more. Let's get a little more targeted. So now maybe there's a particular service that you prefer to do in this season. Right. Or in the season of time. So now on the contact form. You have a selector, which I usually call a qualifier, but it could be something as simple as what do you need help with? I need help with something outdoors, something indoors, plumbing. something like that, right? Maybe you have five options: plumbing, painting, outdoors, garage, and kitchen. Right now, you know, you're only interested right now in people who want painting because you've got some leftover painting. You've got a good partnership. You can get it for cheap. And it's something that you really enjoy doing. So now when they fill out that form, if they're not a painter, if they are a painter, they go straight to your scheduler. Right. But if they're not, perhaps they see a different thank you page and a notification gets sent to your assistant to reach out, just to make sure that you're following up. Okay, because maybe your assistant can collect some information, and you said you didn't want to do anything outdoors, but perhaps this person is saying, hey, look, if he can come over, he or she can come over today, I'm willing to just pay a flat rate of $200 just to help me get these leaves out the way. Right? You should at least be in a position to say no to that. Yes or no, like have a choice. So sending it to the assistant, make sure you don't miss out on any opportunities while keeping you focused on your main service. Okay, since we're storing it in the CRM, we now have five buckets too. For every person that selects something different, you know, quarterly we can go and assess and say, look at all the people that said that they wanted plumbing. These are a lot of people. I didn't realize this many people were coming to us for plumbing. We either need to have a referral partner, or if you don't mind doing it, let's put on add plumbing to the services. Let's follow up with these people and see if they still need it. And if not, guess what? If they don't need plumbing at the time you follow up with them, they were probably going to need something else because they need some handy person to help them with their services because they were on your website and they expressed interest. Okay. So this was just because I don't want to go too deep. Everybody be like, but what about this? What about that? But just think if you had that system in place, right? You had the web experience mirrored with some data stored in the CRM to put you in a position to act on the most important services first, and in a more retroactive way, go back and service those who came along the way while you were servicing your ideal folks, instead of just shutting them out. Okay. This keeps things organized, easy to access, and really you just received an operations upgrade. This is the blueprint for you, for any solo service provider. This is it. Plus, it allows you to follow up with every lead that comes to your website. So for some of you, you stopped halfway and said, okay, let me just do those three things. Some of you, you've made it this far and you're ready for more. You're like, okay, I could do that. Yeah, what else? What else? Right? But I just want you to know that just because you're really good at something, you're a great performer in your business, doesn't mean you should just throw a price on it and offer it to all who will take it. Right? At some point, you have to get serious and you have to get structured. You have to become the operator. Okay? Somebody has to operate the business. Making money is not enough. And a lot of service-based businesses don't have to fail. They choose to by not having the proper systems in place. It's a choice. So hopefully the simple automations that I've provided to you for lead generation and follow-up in this podcast should at least help you get the bare minimum in place from now on. You know, we didn't even talk about payment processing, right? Recurring strategies to get people to come back. There's more to it. But these basic systems, these basic automations should help. Okay. So let me know who needs to hear this. Who's that person? Who is your service provider that you wish was more streamlined and organized? You wish that it was more consistent with how you schedule time and how they send you information, how they follow up. Who is that person? That's really the best person for today. OK, somebody that you've transacted with and just realize like, man, you're such a great service. You should really get your stuff in order because I can send you referrals. But I want you to have it in order, right? Like I want you to operate in excellence. When I send somebody over, like I don't want you to not follow up with them. right? Who's that person? Who's that friend? Friend, family member, associate that you know is running a service-based business and they are not following up with 100% of their leads 100% of the times. 100% of the time. Lastly, who is that person that wants to help these service-based businesses do this? Any one of those boxes checked, send them this episode. Okay? So if you found today's episode valuable, please share it. Specifically, we post all of our podcasts on LinkedIn. Please go to LinkedIn, give it a share with some commentary, and make sure now is the time that you leave a 5-star rating and review, especially if this is your first time listening. So you can go and leave your review right now. This podcast will continue to play on your device. And you can type in your 5-star rating and review. Thank you for that. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. This means you are somebody who is savvy, okay, and trusted to define the systems specifically for the business, specific to their processes, with the appropriate technological recommendations, and deploy it without error. That's what I mean when I say an automation service provider, because small businesses are in dire need of marketers with that ability. Okay. So here's what I want to do. If that's you and you just want to start this journey, start this path, I have a private community of automation specialists who are openly sharing their strategies. We're sharing tools that we're using, automation building tips. I didn't mention a lot of tools on this podcast because I didn't want to confuse you all. But in the community, I mention them all. We talk about various tools there, what you should look out for, how you should use them, what they're good for and what they're not. Right. Really navigate this space safely so that you can show up for your clients stronger. OK. If that's you, if you're looking for some place to belong, right? You listen to this podcast and you just like, give me more. Tell me more about these automations. The community is the place. And I'm making an invitation for you. I'm extending an invitation for you to join. If you're looking to speed up your learning curve and just rub shoulders with other people that will make you better quicker, this is the community. It's fun, everybody. I'll tell you that. It is absolutely fun. And it's the only place where I am daily. I engage daily, you know, sharing, discussing episodes of the podcast in depth. Okay. We even have private podcasts, monthly challenges. We make learning challenging, but fun. Okay. So if you'd like to take me up on my invitation, visit automationbridge.com/join. And you can get access to the community as soon as within a few minutes, you know, if that's what you want to do. I think it would be a great fit for you. Again, if you listen to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to help, right? I want to do that. Tell me more. What was that tool again? Those are signs that you should join the community. So again, automationbridge.com/join. All the show notes and podcasts are accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can subscribe there and listen to all other episodes at your leisure. Okay. So until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.